You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak & Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Slipping through the cracks, but these two gumshoes are picking up the slack.
There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, just call.
Is this about male strippers?
Yes.
It is now. Chippendales. Rescue wangers.
Don't besmirch them.
Ain't smirching nobody. Speaking of smirch, bands are trying to sell it. Bands are trying to sell smirch right now. It's merchandise. Changes.
That's not a bad cough. I'm choking on water.
You're stammering right now is what you're doing. The world's first ever multi-day music festival, as presented exclusively by phone. This is day six of Phonaroo. To the beat of soul.
That's crazy.
We've heard from a bunch of bands already, and, you know, hopefully this is all over with, you know, Easter Sunday.
Right.
A lot of people are counting on being able to perform music as their ways and means. And many of them, all of them for the most part. I know for a fact none of them are performing right now. They're not allowed to.
No.
Publicly.
Like nowhere in the world.
Yeah. Not even, you know, you're not allowed to, which is, you know, not a bad thing right now. But as our way to help keep everybody's boats afloat as far as we can and to help spread the word of some of the local bands and musicians that aren't able to make money with concerts, we do Phonaroo. Live concerts by phone each and every morning with local artists performing and, you know, they'll come on and play by – Ninth playing the cough right now. Sounding good. Pick up the beat.
Oh, that water went down the wrong hole, man.
I was wondering why you're sitting on your head.
No, I'm telling you, it's rough.
So today, and Nine is the live event coordinator for Phonaroo. If you want to be a part of Phonaroo and perform live for no compensation, just a lot of free publicity, contact Nine on social media. He's on all of them.
Yeah, I am, man. All of them. You can find me. Just, you know, start looking for Nine, you'll find me. Nine Rules on Instagram, Nueve on Twitter. Jimmy McDonald on Facebook, though.
Real simple.
It is. I make it very hard for you.
Well, you know what? If you want to be a part of Phonaroo, then, you know, a little legwork is worth it.
Figure it out and snap me, Nine from TRG. That way, I mean, any way you want to, I'm there.
He's there. Tyler Hatley is here.
Or just ask your buddies. I know some of them.
Hey, Tyler.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. You, sir?
I'm great, man. Just sitting out here listening to the turkeys gobble.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you real country then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How far away is your closest neighbor?
I got neighbors right here on top of it. We're blessed to be out here in the countryside.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. It's about time for them.
Yeah, it is. Getting in the springtime.
It is about that time. Tyler, where are you out of? What city? What town?
I'm originally out of Lake Norman, North Carolina, but I'm right out here beside you in cow pens right now.
Okay.
Nice. You don't want to sneak up on a turkey and kill it real quick and throw it in the oven?
Only if it's in season.
Yeah, we're almost there. I think we got a week left. Next Wednesday or something like that.
Oh, okay. Man. He gets a week to live.
Yeah.
Gobbler's Knob.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah.
April 1st, you'll be ready to go.
So, Tyler, Nine said earlier, you're a country musician. Is that fair to say?
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird to try to place people in genres still. Because there's certain,
it most definitely is.
Yeah, there's certain bands that can go in all of them.
Uh-huh.
There's some that you would never think in a million years would be looked at. Like, somebody told me yesterday that, or day before yesterday, that Bob Dylan was country music.
I mean, yeah, everything kind of bleeds together now.
Kind of folk.
Crosses over. We mentioned Rolling Stones yesterday, all that. Lynyrd Skynyrd, if they came out today, would be country, not rock and roll.
Yeah, it's, they'd be Whiskey Myers.
They would be Whiskey Myers. God bless them. October 25th, Charlotte. All right, Tyler, what are we gonna play today?
I'm going to play a song that I'm fixing to release. Been working on recording this song, URM Mountain Sound, and it's called Austin. I wrote it few years back, and just been a while since I put some music out, so it's going to be the first release off of our new deal we're putting out.
You know, for those of you that wonder sometimes, this is how you can tell the difference between a Southerner and a Yankee. A Yankee would say, I'm planning to release. A Southerner would say, I'm fixing to release.
Yeah, fixing to release.
Fixing
to is good.
I need you to carry me to the store. I don't know if I can pick you up. All right. So, Tyler Hatley performing on day 6 of Phonaroo. Tyler, whenever you'd like to begin, we will start today's concert for Phonaroo.
I appreciate y'all having me. Here we go.
Yes, sir. Tyler Hatley, everybody.
The last time I saw you was underneath fireworks in Austin. It was the last time I held you and the last time you told me goodbye. And I let the whiskey step up and the bugs just talking. I'll take the credit for the way that I loved you that night. So whatever happened to that fire in your eyes? Whatever happened to the thoughts you died? What about all those things you said? They all mine. I'm sitting here wishing we were there tonight. I held you close doors and back at the show in Laredo. And I'm loving but you know I'm not much for crap. You shook my hand towards the front of the stage when we were dancing. You just for a second that made it seem so loud. So whatever happened to that fire in your eyes? Whatever happened to the power you died? What about all those things you said to me? They all lie. Sitting there wishing we were there tonight. Yeah, I'm wishing we were there tonight. I'm wishing we were there tonight. Fireworks in Austin.
That was wonderful.
That was a fun song. That's good stuff.
Under the Fireworks in Austin. Yeah, man. I can smell the sulfur in the air when you say those words.
Yeah.
I love it.
Smells like America.
I love to hear the squeak of the strings. That's just, when that came through, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Hatley, you're real good, man. Who taught you to play? I bet you it was a family member or grandfather or someone like that. That would be a family member, wouldn't it?
I had a lot of people in my family sing and you know, people in my family play some stuff. But honestly, man, I moved. I made a transition from one school district to another. And that summer, I really didn't know anybody around there. So I just figured it out. You know, I'm not the best guitar player out there. But I figured out how to play the cowboy chords and then put some words to it. And I've been at it ever since.
Yes. Oh, man. I don't have the patience. I really don't. Now there's YouTube videos to teach how to do it, and I don't know if it works or not, but I don't have the patience. And God bless music makers out there that do.
Yeah, and the truck drivers. I know a lot of people that just learned it off of YouTube. I told my brother just the other day, he said he wanted to learn. I said, just get on YouTube and learn for free.
Learn it on YouTube. Yeah, that's right. Well, Tyler Hatley, how can people find you on social media, buy your merch, support you, and follow you, you know, when the bars open back up, they can see you play?
It's Tyler Hatley on Facebook, Tyler Hatley Band on Instagram, Tyler Hatley on Twitter, and just I'm on all that stuff, got music out on all the digital platforms, and about to release some more.
Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, Hatley, H-A-T-L-E-Y.
Yep.
Yep.
I like that.
It's easy to figure out.
Is that your real name?
That is my real name.
It's a country name, too, man. It's like you got Tyler, Texas. That's where Garth's from. You got it all encompassed right there.
That's fun.
Yeah. Tyler Hatley, we appreciate you, man, and thanks for being part of Phonaroo. And tell any of your other bandmates, musicians, whatever, that can play. We're going to keep this going as long as we need to.
We're
going to
get Justin Clyde Williams on here one day.
Come on, Mistral.
I wish he would have been here this morning where we could have tag teamed that song. That's a great one for him to hit them harmonies on. He's killer.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say thanks to my buddy Bobby Deadman. Me and him wrote that song together a few years back, and I wouldn't feel right if I didn't give credit where credit was due. But thank you all again for having me on here this morning. It's been awesome.
You got it. Tyler Hatley, it's Phonaroo Day 6. Tyler, you have a good morning, brother.
Y'all too. Thank you again. Right. See you nine.
Later, Tyler.
Thank you, baby.
Bye. It was good. It's all like, you know, it's real grit. Right
I there. Like that.
Yeah, man.
That was fun.
Tyler's a fun dude. He's, me and him got things in common.
Oh?
Neither one of us is very tall.
Oh okay.
Yes, yes.
I was thought we was going to play a fun little game there.
No. We got other things in common, too.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking you both had German Shepherds. That's okay.
I don't know what kind of dog he has.
Oh, dang it.
All right. Phonaroo. It is the first time it's ever been done, and you can thank it right here. We started this whole thing. I checked with the curatorsradio.com. Nobody's ever done it. Phonaroo, the world's first ever multi-day music festival as performed exclusively by phone. Phonaroo, if you got a talent to share, let's keep everybody entertained, keep the flow of everything going. I mean everything. Economy, goodwill to your fellow man and women, too, I will now say. Yeah. I will say it to women as well. Goodwill to our fellow man and fellow women.
Everybody.
Yes. And Goodfellas. And Oddfellas, too. And the Masons and the Shriners.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck butt.
Nine.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Get some action first.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:27. I really, really enjoyed that. That was fantastic. Make sure that you check out Tyler Hatley on all the various social media. On Facebook, Tyler Hatley Band is how you can find him. And if you want to be part of Phonaroo, which tomorrow will be, am I right to say, day 7? Yes, I am. Day 7 of Phonaroo. If you are a musical act, band, performer, any kind of talent that is audible, I'd have a yodeler on.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
I'd like to have an auctioneer call in. She's 9, she's 10, I knew. She got pretty red lips. Ruby red lips.
Pretty red lips.
It's hard.
How do you know?
Pants were tight.
But I asked Justin Clyde Williams, he wants to do it tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
The Traveling Minstrel.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Hillbilly Minstrel.
Hillbilly Minstrel, sorry. Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
This would be good.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I mean, I don't want it to have to go on forever, but while it does, this is how we deal with it and get the musicians to stay active and to on the forefront.
And I want to go see some of these folks play again.
You better wear that cap when he comes on tomorrow.
What, my Justin Clyde Williams ball cap?
Yeah.
I'll wear it.
Wear it.
It's a cool-looking hat.
Wear it with pride. It's, cool. It's made in the USA. Yesterday, we played What the Flick.
By the way, I bought that hat.
Thank you. He has a receipt.
I paid for it.
What the Flick is the game where we try to get people to guess a movie title without saying the movie title, any of the cast members' names, or any of the character names.
Yeah, you can give up to five hints.
Up to five. Yesterday, it was Team Fatboy and Paige versus Team 9 and Mattman.
Yes. Today, though, we're
flipping it.
Team Paige and Fatboy versus Team Mattman and 9.
Right. Oh. We're flipping it around again yesterday. Anything we want to say before we get going on this? Because this is going to sound crazy. It's going to sound selfish also. I like the lack of pressure playing these games just for fun than I do thinking, oh, God, if I don't do this right, Paul from Tekoa ain't going to be able to go to Monster Jam.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't ever get that.
This is just for fun.
Well, I know you don't. You're a selfish prick.
Fatboy hopes nobody wins. So you don't have to take their information down.
Yeah.
I love you.
Fatboy hopes that your information's in the system.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I always let Splash and Blumpkins play.
Is that why?
They don't do that, by the way.
What?
That's a joke. You know, when he calls in, hey, here's my name, but we don't do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it is now time to play it. Is everybody ready? Everybody's ready to play?
No.
I think I'm ready if you're ready. Fatboy's not ready, but
I'm ready.
I need like 3 minutes.
Okay. What do you need 3 minutes for?
I got to settle in, man. I got to get in the mode.
Okay.
Does that mean you want me and Matt to go first then?
You know, I was thinking about that. I don't know which way would be better.
I don't either, man.
I know we went first yesterday, but it's not really putting pressure on anybody.
Are you nervous, Fatboy? You seem nervous.
Yeah, because it's all about the clues.
You're nervous now, but you're not nervous when we actually are playing for a prize.
Yeah, there's no pressure there.
You're a backwards person.
How?
It's just not. Like, I'm not going either way, so I don't care if, like, anybody
I heard wins. You go both ways.
Yeah, he
if
does.
If I'm being honest.
I've been to that rest area.
I think
it's, I'm really, who's going to go first?
I don't know.
Well, if you're nervous, would you rather go first or second?
Open the door and scream down the hall and say, who should go first, and see who responds. All Let's right. see who's here yet.
Probably nobody.
I heard some screaming out there a moment ago.
Ah! Ah! Right, who goes first? Me and Paige or Matt and I? You and Paige.
Ah! Ah, yeah! Stone Man! Ah! Stone Man from Classic Rockwood 1.1.
Not.
We all walk around here screaming.
That was awesome.
Stone Man started it.
Right. I scream into my elbow, though.
Yeah. Eyes on the L.
Here we go. Let's make it all official and begin. What the flick? Boom.
I haven't had that much fun singing since I went to Harlem Boys Choir. Y'all ready to get y'all's ass beat on?
Bull crap,
come
dude.
On.
Bull crap.
Bring it, Fat Bo.
Like, here's the thing. 9 and I will always dominate this game.
I know, because all y'all do is hang out.
Listen, I zipped up. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that we know how we think, and we know, as being BFFs, how to look for certain information out of each other.
Big yes. Fat blankers.
Yes.
So, I have 5 movies. Paige has 5 movies. We're trying to get our partners to see if they can name those movies without saying, obviously, the movie title, cast members, character names. All right. For bragging rights, just for fun, and this is for Justin Shropshire.
It's not timed.
Not time. Just score.
If we don't hurry up, this could last an entire hour, right? Justin.
Fatboy's hoping to kill time.
Yeah, yeah. But we're going to keep each
black
other.
Over there.
Keep each other score, right?
It's killing him.
Okay.
Killing time for eternity.
All right. Paige, we're not keeping time, of course. We are keeping score. As you begin,
What the Flick.
It nice. Is like wind-up toys in here.
Nice to know.
Here's something to remember through all this stuff that we're dealing with right now. I'm saying this seriously. Everybody's being themselves more.
Yeah.
Everybody's being, they're loosening up. People are saying, screw what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
Let's keep that going.
Yeah, just stay out of the driveways because I don't have any wait time now.
And let's abolish the FCC.
Hell yeah.
So you say driveways, you mean drive-thrus?
Drive-thrus. What'd I say? Rest areas.
Driveways.
Those two.
What the Flick?
What the Flick?
Here we go. Paige. All right. Giving it to Fat Boy.
Yeah. Go.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Strippers.
Showgirls.
Drugs.
Striptease.
Credit.
Strippers. Drugs. Credit. Scarface.
Recession.
Hustlers.
Yes.
All right.
Ooh, yeah. Anti. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right. Antichrist. Boy.
Oh. The Omen.
Yes.
All right.
Da 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 da.
I stammered.
Ice. Sisters.
Oh, ice, sisters. Give me another clue.
Snow.
Give me another one.
Princess.
Frozen.
Yes.
Part one, not two.
Yes.
Which one?
Part one. All right.
You keep score that just now. I don't know. How are you giving the score on that?
Four clues.
Okay.
Don't you try to cheat us out of points.
I'm on the same team, dickhead. With
that's
him.
All
that's right. Right. Team Dickhead is who we are.
Yeah, Team Dickhead. Let's go.
Here we are at number four. Knife.
Crocodile Dundee.
Pumpkin.
Halloween.
Yes.
The first one.
Yes.
Beller.
We got one more, right?
Yes, one more.
Okay.
Mexico. Bar.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. We didn't miss one. We don't have to go back.
You do not have to go back.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Fat Boy. How do you feel about that?
Might have been the easiest list in the history of the game. Might have been.
I think the clues were pretty good.
It was the easiest list in the history of the game.
What do you want?
Some level of difficulty.
You want to be a dick all the time.
Do we need to get Stone? Well, that's the team we're on. Should we get Stone Man next time to pick out the movies for us?
Maybe.
I mean, now Nine is contending that Paige's list was too easy.
It was an easy list. Yeah. It was an easy list.
He'll never be happy.
It was an easy list. I'm happy all the time. It was an easy list.
Thank you, Fat Boy.
All right.
That was fun. We're not going to lose.
Crazy. Yeah,
you're still going to lose like hell.
You're about to see Axe and Smash come on and demolish.
That's all you got to do is talk to each other because you don't have friends.
I have several other friends. A few.
Some with benefits. Yeah. Some of them are out of work right now and don't have benefits.
I know.
Check's coming. Cobra. Your Trump check's coming.
All right. Nine, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's think how we think. Let's win this.
Only way I know how to think.
All right. Here we go. Movie number one. Belly button.
Belly.
That's one word, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if it is.
It is. I'll look it up. Okay. Nothing off the belly button?
I'm going to need something else.
Neighbors.
Belly button, neighbors. Give me another one.
Two words. Daughter's friend.
American Beauty?
Yeah, okay. I'll explain the first clue in a minute. Movie number two.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Movie number two. Vegas.
I mean, if I guess now and I'm wrong, we can keep going, right?
Yeah, you keep going.
The Hangover?
Yes! Oh, my God, I love you. You know, in a friendly way. Movie number three.
Was he there? Well, you couldn't say Vegas for leaving Las Vegas. Yeah, that was easy.
He ain't seen it.
Or Vegas Vacation. You couldn't say it either for that because it's in the title of the movie.
Well, what the flick?
What the flick? It was either that or Con Air, basically.
Movie 3. Two words. Judge Munster.
My cousin Vinny.
Yes.
The two youths.
Judge Munster.
The two what?
Now watch. I'm going to show you Kismet right now. That's the word right here. Kismet.
Okay? And wait to see it.
I'm going to use two just to brag.
Okay.
The word.
Grease.
God bless. We are great at this, man.
It's such a shocker. Two people that are up each other's ass every day know how to play the game. I'm not even keeping score anymore.
I know. Who cares? It's just for fun.
You can get a zero on this one.
Y'all don't sound like it's for fun. Y'all don't sound like it's fun at all right now.
You're about to see some excellence right here. You ready? Friends. Now, before you say a word, friends.
I don't know.
Okay. I said friends and then clapping. Friends. Clapping.
I might have an idea.
Friends?
You got another one at all?
Clapping?
I might have an idea.
Hump.
Three Amigas.
Yes.
I mean, it don't matter.
I just did like a minority fraternity dance just then.
I'm not counting. This is dumb.
Friends. You get it? Okay, let's go back over the score. Fatboy and Paige.
Yeah. I think it's a perfect score.
No.
With a score.
Hang on, let me add. I didn't add yet.
I feel so good right now. I feel so good. Nine, our friendship is closer than ever.
It is good.
We dialed in on the same wavelength just now.
I hope you lose for somebody next time when the world starts again.
Right. World don't keep spinning.
That was a close game.
Because it's flat.
I was trying to have fun.
You got the score, Fatbo?
Yeah,
let's see if the score is matched.
They might not even match. What score do you have? And I'll tell you what score I got. You have to say who won, just the numbers. I got 18 to 16.
Well, I got 15. It don't matter.
Just give it to him.
Whatever.
I don't care.
You know what?
Give it to him.
I would like to show some compassion and give the win to Paige and Fatboy.
I don't want it!
No. We don't care.
Give it to him.
It's only for fun.
Y'all won.
It don't seem like y'all had fun, so y'all can win.
Can we have it for real?
Y'all won.
Y'all can win.
Y'all win. Losers.
Yeah. Y'all won.
Y'all win. How's that feel, you loser?
Yeah. We'll say y'all won.
You fat slack of junk.
Y'all won, but only because we feel... bad clothes, you're not close friends like we are. You guys don't talk outside of work.
Yes, we do.
But Nine and I are really good friends. We happen to work together. And we kick ass at games. And you can suck it.
Y'all suck. That's why we won.
Y'all won.
Y'all, what are you talking about? You won.
I know, because y'all suck.
The record book will show... that team Paige and Fatboy won. Asterisk.
I'm glad you know you guys won, because how are you going to get home today?
Right.
Your ride wouldn't take you home.
We both drove here separately in our individual vehicles.
It don't look like I was poured into mine like yours does.
I didn't know that was a thing anymore.
That's rude, Matt.
Aww.
Well, I wasn't talking to him. We're going to take a break.
It was funny, but it was rude.
More Rise Guys.
Don't matter.
Congratulations to Team Paige.
Don't count.
More Fatboy.
More Fatboy.
Yeah.
All right, Fatboy's doing headlines later on.
That's
morning,
man.
Everybody.
I do enough.
You got a break now?
Your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
And now, TBT on TRG.
Baseball legend Ken Griffey Sr. Good morning, Ken. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fantastic. It is from the jump. I just want to say it's an honor to speak with you. I'm a kid who started collecting baseball cards in 1985, and your card was one of the first ones that I got in the first few packs that I opened. It's an honor to talk with you. You got a new book out, Big Red, A Million Questions for It. But one thing that I wanted to start with is that everybody thinks with Ken Griffey Sr., I think instantly you think Seattle Mariners, just because of the son and the father situation. But I think of that big red machine. I think about you. I think about Pete and Joe Morgan and Johnny Bench and Dave Concepcion and Cesar Geronimo, right? Was that his name?
Yeah, Geronimo and Foster.
George Foster, the whole thing. Now, a lot of people don't think about the Yankees connection. So the question I have for you is, who was tougher to deal with, Marchant or the Steinbrenner-Billy Martin combo there?
Well, the biggest question is, I would have to say that because I didn't deal with Marchant until after I came back from the Yankee situation. So I spent 4.5 years in New York.
So you got toughened up a little bit.
Marge wasn't that tough on the players. I mean, she was tough on the front office, but she wasn't as tough on the players as people think.
Okay.
But George was tough all the way around. Didn't make any difference. I mean, he would tell you if you made a mistake in the field or didn't hit in the clutch or anything of that nature, then, George was going to let you know through the press that he didn't like it. So, I mean, that toughened you up. I mean, I came from Cincinnati in 1982 from Cincinnati, and it was very conservative there.
Sure.
And I got to New York, and they called it the Bronx Zoo, and I understood why.
Right, of course.
A lot of things went on. I mean, I had 9 managers in 4.5 years, and only had 2 managers in Cincinnati, so that you can look at that real quick.
Right.
And see the difference in terms of how everything was revolving there in New York.
And how did that work, as far as like, we see it with the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of people say, Jerry Jones, he's involved way too much. If you have a manager or a coach, you have to give that to him. Was it like a power struggle between Billy Martin and George Steinbrenner to have the control over the team?
No. Billy did what he was supposed to do out on the field.
Yeah.
And which is manage the club. And George managed everybody else. Like I said, he wanted you to do something, he would make sure you do it. And if you didn't do it, he had the power to fire you. And that's how George operated. So it wasn't tough for me as a player.
Right.
Because I always thought this way about playing. If I'm going out and do my job, I'm not going to worry about who's managing or who's, running the team because, they're always going to respect you if you go out and do what you're supposed to do and help the team win. So those things were totally out of my mind in terms of what happened off the field and what happened when we were at the stadium. Because there were so many things that did happen to us.
Right.
And like I said, I had to go out and play the game. And the most important thing for me was, and I got this from Pete Rose, was those 3 hours of playing and having fun and thinking I'm a young person anymore in terms of being a kid.
Right.
Those 3 hours, that's what I'm going to enjoy the most. And that's what I try to do in New York. That's what I try to do in Cincinnati and in Seattle.
Fantastic.
People are quick to point out baseball has changed over the years. They're quick to point out negatives about that. What's a positive change you've observed in the game since your playing days, Ken Griffey?
Well, the only positive, the biggest positive is that the kids played just as hard as we did when we were young. I mean, they play the game the same way. The only difference is, like I said, you have the instant replay that's coming in and all those challenges that makes the game a little slower. And years ago, they always talk about we got to speed the game up.
Right.
But I just think the kids play the game just as hard and they enjoy it, playing the game the way we did.
That's what it should be about, the love of the game.
Senior, I just want to thank you because for me growing up, my favorite player is Junior of all time. And I just want to thank you for raising him the right way to play the game the way it should be played without steroids or anything.
It's true. I mean,
he didn't like lifting weights. And I knew that because when we were coming up, we weren't allowed to lift weights as players. We were lifting weights as players and they noticed that they would find us. And we didn't have weight rooms like they have now. I mean, you talk about state-of-the-art weight rooms and stuff and all the kind of stuff they do now. It's totally different back when we played in the early 70s and up until the early 80s. the difference in weights and how that weight training. We got weight strengthening coaches. We have all kind of coaches for different things. And, you know, we had, the only thing we had was a hitting coach, first base coach, third base coach.
That was it.
Pitching coach and then the manager, you know. So that's all we had to worry about with our five or six coaches. And now they have so many of them that you got to worry about.
That's funny.
You drive me nuts sometimes.
It's
one of the changes. If you look at it, it's all the different strength coaches and all the different coaches that you have.
Yeah, all the different training. I can remember a quote from Billy Martin where he said, "Biceps mess up your swing." Biceps mess up your swing. And it, I mean, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Who knows? The book that you need to get is called Big Red, Baseball, Fatherhood, and My Life in the Big Red Machine. I got to get this in. Talking about Junior. When you're a guy, you're a world champion, and you have a son, and you name him Junior, it's a lot of pressure. But now, as far as, you know, if you look at the various records and the stats, do you regret naming him Junior? Because of the fact that now, to some people, you're Ken Griffey Jr.'s father.
No, I don't regret that.
Not at all.
Because you got to understand one thing. I look at it this way, and I tease him a lot with it, is that I got all the rings, he has all the home runs.
Right.
Right.
We got a good combination.
Right. Yeah. It's like Joe Montana arguing with Dan Marino. This is fantastic. I know we don't have any more time with you, but tell your son and tell Craig, too, because I had Craig's 90 Upper Deck with the three of you on there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, tell.
Craig's doing well.
Good. Well, pass it on to everybody. Tell Junior, and is honored to talk with you. Ken Griffey Sr., a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it for having me on.
All right. Have a good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what do you say, boy?
Oh, working on some animals.
What kind of animals you working on today?
I got some deer rolling.
I heard it. Listen, I got a weird request. You know, me and you've been friends for years. I got a little bit of an issue with something I caught, and I thought maybe you could help me out with it.
What you got?
Me and my brother just got back in from a little deep sea fishing, and all right, this is gonna be weird. I don't know if this is anything you've ever encountered before, but today. We think that we have caught Bin Laden's body.
I'm telling you, we got him twice.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hooked him right in the eye hole.
Right where they shot him?
Right where they shot him.
Right in the third eye hole.
Now, my question is, how much to mount it?
Well,
I want him on all fours.
On all fours. With his mouth open or what?
Well, this dog here has been humping it ever since we brought him up on the boat.
I've been poking him with a stick pretty steady. He's dead.
I got a Myrtle Beach t-shirt I'm going to use as the turban. I was wanting to know what kind of price we're looking at to mount Osama bin Laden's body.
Man, look.
Yeah?
I don't even know if I'd want him around.
Would you do it for free for your country?
Oh, I might do something for my country, but I don't know if it'd be to mount him.
I heard that. $2,000 take care of it?
Yeah, Lordy.
$2,000?
What if we give him a gift to the president?
There you go.
Well, you mount it, and we'll tell him that you mounted it, and we'll drop it off at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, put him up in a cape.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to drop him off $2,500 cashier's check, blank. You can fill in the lines there, and then we'll go from there.
All right, that'll work.
$2,500 to the stuff that's...
There you go. I hear you.
God bless America.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.